الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم صل على بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، ثم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، وكفى به النعمة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى makes mention in the ayah which I have recited. كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are not given choice. There are two kind of creation as far as the choice is concerned: jinn kind and mankind, which include also shaitan, were given choice to decide to do virtue, righteous action, or to do evil action. But as far as the angels and the rest of the makhluk, are made to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is mentioning that every makhluk, kullun, قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ, they have known, or they have been taught, or they are aware how to perform their salah and how to make their tasbih. Tasbih means glorifying Allah. وَلَكِلَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But as far as you makhluk are concerned, human being, you cannot comprehend or maybe understand how they make their tasbih. Ulama making mention that salah has got four or five different segments: standing position, qaida position, ruku position, then the sujood position, these four known one. So if you look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one creation remains always in qawma, standing position. That is tree, it remains always standing. Then the mountain are like as if they are in jalsa, the sitting position. Many of the animals, they walk on the forefeet, and some of them, they drag themselves. So they are in ruku either, or they are in sujood all the time. But time comes which is assigned to them, they glorify Allah, they remember Allah. So Allah loves His glorification. The purpose of creating the mankind and jinnkind, now is going away to this subject of us. He says, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created this mankind and jinnkind, but in order to worship me. Worshipping is in sense of obedience. You don't have to remain in the masjid, but wherever you are, at work, at home, in the masjid, in the marketplace, you have to obey Allah, obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the, when you're in the market, Allah Rasulullah s.a.w. makes mention that at least recite once the fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, till the end, so that you can fulfill. If you go to work in the morning, you make intention that I'm going to earn halal risk for my family members and for myself, then you're going to work becomes ibadat. So Allah has made things very easier for us. In this light, I just want to remind you that there is one dhikr, one dua, that Allah loves from His servant in the month of Ramadan. So all the duas are beloved, because from different angle we find different dua. But which was most common is that dua the Sahaba would read frequently and very easy to remember, is the first kalima, la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. But you can make it shorter by saying la ilaha illallah. No one is worthy of worship but one Allah. It has to be repeated. That shaitan should not deceive us at the time of the end. Ending time, that's the way shaitan becomes stronger. During the lifetime, they don't give up. But at the end, they make most of the effort. How we can cause a person die on kufr, on nifaq, etc. Because he has taken oath in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, I'll make sure that each one of them has been misguided. And he took oath, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ is a nun thaqila. Surely, saying four times, I'll make sure that they get astray. So they keep on coming back again and again and again and again. So we have to fight with our nafs and, you know, concentrate on the right path. So dhikr helps a person, is like a weapon. So when you keep on, if you have weapon with yourself and it's always on, alert, then the enemy stays far away. Say, this will also attack us. So dhikr is like that. So it doesn't mean all the time, but especially the morning hours, the evening hours when we wind up the night, it should not happen that we are on the phone and last minute we are looking something which is on the phone or maybe on the television. Let us put this electronic gadget away for a little while and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially the ending time. Hadith makes mention that arwah, the ruh, it goes to the heavens. All those arwah, like when we sleep, the ruh comes out from the body. Body is breathing normally, but ruh is not there every night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He revives us again in the morning. So all those people who will make wudu, it is a little bit difficult. But believe me, man hafiza wudu'ahu faqad amina. Nabi alayhi salam makes mention from all the waswasa and the shaitanic thing which comes on person, he gets nightmare at night. And he feels there is something weird happening to him. Just make wudu. Sleep in wudu. Hadith says, man hafiza wudu'ahu faqad amina. Whoever remains in a status of wudu, Allah grants him protection of aman, peace. So making wudu and sleeping, obviously, then reading all the dua and especially ma'awadatain, falaq al-nas, then that ruh, when it will go up, it will make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the condition of ibadat is wudu, tahara and wudu. So those ruh did make wudu before sleeping, the body, then their ruh will make sujood throughout the night. Those who did not make wudu, they will not be granted opportunity to make sujood. So it's difficult, but it's also easier if we have got eagerness and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you start doing every day, after a few days, the difficult part will become part of your enthusiasm. You'll be eager that I wish I shouldn't sleep without wudu. It will remind you actually. All the righteous action in beginning, because shaitan, the attack is very stronger, so it seems to be hard. But once you walk this path, then Allah makes it easier. So the first dhikr is La ilaha illallah during the month of Ramadan. Second one is abundance of istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Allah also describes the people who are eating or awake at suhoor. وَهُمْ بِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They early part of the morning, they engage themselves in istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You woke up for suhoor, so just make istighfar abundantly that time. And have habit of making istighfar even after the month of Ramadan, especially the time of before Fajr Salah. If you cannot perform tahajjud, then in the bed, if you woke up, say astaghfirullah, 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 as much as you can. Then Allah wants us, after istighfar, after the kalima, He wants us to ask for Jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min an-nar, Allah, extricate me, save me from Jahannam. These are the four kalimat, very simple. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'alullah al-Jannah. Wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. If we practice and if you read every day, becomes easier. Make the tasbih of making throughout the month of Ramadan. Shall we read together as a practice, and then you can read on your own. La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'alullah al-Jannah. Wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا صالحا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولساننا من الكذب والغيبة وأعيننا من الخيانة إنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسائر عباداتنا يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله